This is Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title, but different subheaders. And I know. I have been away from all of my lovely fans and followers for quite some time. It is not because I have abandoned you. I did not. I truly enjoy podcasting, and I understand that people are intrigued with the sound of my voice along with the things that I have to share. But it has been an extremely productive few months, I promise you. But I am not one to beg and plead with you to understand what was going on with me. I wanted to take an opportunity rather than putting my feet up on an ottoman or propping myself up in bed with a nice cozy book and some tea or a bottle of water. I figured I would do some recording. How about that? Generally, I normally release a new episode every Monday, but it's been a very productive few months. But this particular Keep It Simple series episode for the week is entitled What I Am Too Grown to Settle For. When we're younger, we feel like, okay, you got to give a person a chance, you have to give a person an opportunity. Learning your quirks and what you think you will and will not put up with, and then you realize you are being either too rigid or too hard on yourself or others, or you realize you are giving up a little bit too much for what it's worth. Well, when you're this close to a certain age, maturity-wise, we should get to the point where we realize, you know what, I am too grown to settle for XYZ. So I feel liberated with what I'm getting ready to share, which would normally be taboo, like, no, you don't, keep that to yourself, Lalita need to go ahead and put this out there. I am too grown at this point of my life to settle for someone who does not want to get to know me. I know that sounds silly, but like really get to know me. I am too grown for that. Can't be in a relationship. I can't do superficial anymore. That's number one. Number two, something I am too grown to settle for is being in the company of someone who envy me, is jealous of me, or is tolerating me. I can't do it anymore. I like what one social media meme shared. They said, my face has grown up and I am not about to use my muscles for fake smiling again. I can't do it. Can't do it. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. But I can't be in your circle or vice versa. If you're just not feeling me like that, it's like, it's okay. People grow, people develop. It may not even be a serious issue, but if somewhere along the lines of the dynamics of the relationship, you just not feeling me like that as a friend or as a potential boo, baby, go on with your best life. I promise you, I will not write about you in a novel or a sitcom series or even record what happened on my podcast. I'm too grown for that. Relationship wise, something I am too grown for, I am too grown to fit the bill, honey. I have put in the work. I have sacrificed, as the word of God will say. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my race. The money that I make will not contribute to the household bills. It will not. You picked me, so you have to take care of me period. I don't care if a person feels like that is just a deal breaker. Honey, you are not the one. I am a lady. I enjoy acting, dressing, carrying myself like a lady. And I am fascinated and truly intrigued with men, and I mean real men, well-groomed, well-kept, not effeminate, but masculine. I take care of the bills. I take care of the car. I take care of the plumbing, even if I have to rent a plumber or whatever. Yes, that is, yes, baby, take care of that. Yes, please. And while we're talking about taking care of that, it's going on. It's been over 4 years since I've been divorced, going on 5. I am too grown to get married again to someone who will not love me. And when I say love me, not just love me, but make love to me, baby. Make love to me. I don't need no man that I am married to just humping on me. You don't know how you making me feel, what you doing to me down there. No, no. I will help you. I will teach you. I will let you know how it feel if I like it this way or like that. I am too grown for someone who it wants to marry me but has no desire to want to make love to me. You're just not gonna hump on me and get yours and leave me abandoned and stranded. No, baby, I am too grown for that. Another thing that I am too grown for, I am too grown to be a groupie. I don't care what your status in life is. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care if you have been on the cover of a Fortune 500 magazine since the day you were 2. I am too grown to change how I interact with you versus how I interact with the janitor just because of who you are. I am too grown for that. I can't. I cannot switch up like that. It is what it is. Another thing that I am too grown for, I am too grown for gossip. Who has time to gossip when you're running a publishing company? Who has time for gossip when you're assisting ladies with grooming and making them feel like they are their best and being their best? Who has time to talk about what someone has shared that may be a personal, intimate detail of their life and you're sharing it like it's common knowledge? Who has time for that? Speaking of who has time for that, I am too grown to assume how someone feels about me and what they think. If I feel some tension, if I sense that a person is trying to throw some hints, I am going to ask you, not in a crowd, not trying to get a gathering, because that's how people want to get froggy, jump stupid. I'm too grown for that. I will just shoot you. I'm not going to shoot you, but I don't got time for that. Don't got time for that. When you're grown, there are just some things you just don't have time for. And I don't have time for elementary school reindeer games. If someone is switching up how they interact with you, you know, ignoring you, blowing you off, whatever. It's like, hey, talk to me. Is it something I said? Is it something I did? Is it something you heard? I remember one young lady who was an acquaintance. I don't even recall who the person is right now, because I'm a social butterfly. I enjoy the privacy of my own home, but I genuinely enjoy people. And something happened one day. I don't know. I don't even remember what it was. And she actually stopped me and she said, "Lalita, what is it? What's going on? I noticed I spoke to you. I said, hi, you didn't say anything. You walked right by me." And I said, "Honey, I am so sorry. I literally did not see you. I was not saying that. I did see her, and if I actually did, I literally did not see her. I think it was around the time I always had some type of issue with the person I was with, and he would say the same thing regarding me. However, whatever was going on, it really just had me zoned out on what had transpired or something had happened. And I appreciated the fact that rather than her saying, see, you know, she acting all funny and this and that, and she thinks she did, she thinks she did not go there. She literally came up to me and asked me, what is it? She inquired. She identified and made known what it was that I did. She expressed how it made her feel. And number four, she was seeking reconciliation. I have not seen that person since. I don't know if they're still in the state or what have you, because a lot of things happen since the pandemic has transpired. Some people, I regretfully, may still be shut up in their homes. And we're going to, 3 years or so? And it's been longer than that. I think she ended up taking a new job somewhere. Whatever the case, I truly valued and appreciated what she had did. There are individuals who are grown, who did not have the caliber of compassion and maturity that young lady had. And she was a lot younger than me. And I was just fascinated with her maturity level. I believe I highly complimented her, and I may have even used her as an example at times, because it was just, I was just, I don't want to say floored, but I was at the level of her maturity. So although this Keep It Simple series episode isn't generally what you would hear from me, you would never normally hear about things I may have encountered growing up or at that time, my first love at that time, like I'm wondering how things is going with him. I already know how things are going with him, because the Lord actually gave us an opportunity to communicate with one another, clear the air, share our thoughts, express whatever it is that needed to be expressed. And if you would like to know a tad bit about that, it is in my latest release, True Stories, which is a book entitled True Stories, and it has my most popular podcast episodes in that book. But I put in like a little cheat sheet regarding me actually speaking to that individual. Yes, I actually spoke with my former 6'9" American Indian and Black mixed, at that time not in shining armor. There's officially bygones being bygones, and it's really, really nice. So if you would like to pick that up, it is available on Amazon. It is entitled True Stories, and the subheader is most popular podcast moments by Lalita Dorinda Williams. So your homework, because you know I gotta get your homework assignment, baby. Yes, but before I go there, thank you, Holy Ghost, for those who are Bible believers. Last thing, I am too grown to kiss up to anyone regardless of their position and status, but I'm also too grown to share who I may rub elbows with. You don't know who I may rub elbows with. The person may be in politics, they may be in a pulpit, they may be a volunteer or the janitor. I'm not going to reveal the ups and downs of their personal lives, because they are still human beings and they are still people who need to feel safe. I don't look up to anyone as far as putting them on a pedestal, and I'm definitely not looking down on someone regardless to their status. They are still an individual God wants on this planet to do a phenomenal job. So, homework assignment. Realize what you just don't have a tolerance for anymore, that you have been settling for. And I'm not saying just some astronomical, ridiculous thing, but you have to be honest with yourself regarding what you can or cannot handle, what you just don't have a tolerance level for. Some ladies, they don't have the tolerance level to be with someone who is an entrepreneur. Because guess what? If something happens to that person and they have not set up an S-Corp corporation, a board, you know, got things set up with the stock market. If something happens to that person, that business goes to pot. If it doesn't end up being a family-ran, entrepreneurial type environment, it just won't last, and it's just basically built on your back when you just need to go ahead and franchise it. You need to go ahead and get a board, get things together, go ahead and expound upon that thing, and even have a cookbook, you know, just some type of revenue and some type of income that comes in while you're building that dream. So with that being said, you really, really log, really be honest with yourself what you just feel like you are too grown to put up with. I mean, you just can't do it. You just can't do it. So I hope you take this podcast seriously. If you take it with a grain of salt, that's fine. But I really, it's time out for just being out here faking and being someone you're not, acting like you're someone you're not. Keep putting a bandage on a broken arm when it needs to be in a sling. It's time out for that, okay? Alrighty. Well, I hope my honesty and transparency has helped. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on a plethora of avenues. One is social media. My Be Strong, Stay Strong, Only One Law on Facebook, and God Giving University Publishing on Facebook, Instagram, and webpage, which are the initials, which is GGUPLLC@wordpress.com. Last but not least, you can also follow my webpage, author page, which is LalitaWilliams.com. It is LalitaWilliams.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things for real.